The FBI has identified Mohammed Youssef Abdul Aziz, 24, as the gunman who killed four Marines and wounded three others in attacks on military centers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on Thursday. The gunman was shot dead by police the same morning. Officials said Abdul Aziz was not on any terror watch list, although he was arrested on April 21st for driving under the influence, according to a Hamilton County jail booking report. U.S. Attorney Bill Killian told reporters that officials were treating the attacks as an act of domestic terrorism. Although the investigation is still at an early stage, Abdul Aziz appears to be a lone wolf acting without clear links to terrorist groups. Experts say lone wolves are likely to suffer from social isolation and mental health problems, but those who knew Abdul Aziz have described him as a good kid, a handsome, outgoing, polite young man. Here's what we know so far about Abdul Aziz. He was of Jordanian descent and was born in Kuwait in 1990, according to a federal official quoted in the New York Times. He became a naturalized U.S. citizen after moving to the country with his mother, who is from Kuwait, and father Yusuf Abdul Aziz, who is Palestinian, reported the Site Intelligence Group. The family moved to a two-story house in the middle-class suburban neighborhood of Hickson, Tennessee, a short distance from Chattanooga. Hickson police are currently searching the house for evidence. Neighbors told reporters Abdul Aziz and his siblings were well-behaved and polite. The New York Times cited unnamed law officials saying Abdul Aziz's father was briefly subject to investigation some years ago in relation to possible ties to a foreign terrorist group, but his name was later removed from a terror watch list. Abdul Aziz graduated from Red Bank High School, according to the Chattanooga Times Free Press. The young man's senior yearbook page read, "My name causes national security alerts. What does yours do?" Karen Wagner, who attended high school with Abdul Aziz, called him friendly, funny, and kind, and added that his family seemed normal. "I never would have thought it would be him," she told the Chattanooga Free Press. "They were your average Chattanooga family." Another high school friend agreed. Terry Jones, a 25-year-old engineer from Knoxville, described Abdul Aziz as smart, sociable, and having a sharp sense of humor. He also noted that Abdul Aziz was deeply religious, observing prayers five times a day and fasting during Ramadan. "He had a really easy-to-get-along-with personality," said Jones to the L.A. Times. "He was kind of the funny guy in class." Jones never knew Abdul Aziz to drink, smoke, or do drugs. Muscular and over 6 feet tall, Abdul Aziz wrestled during his last 2 years of high school. His wrestling coach, Kevin Emily, told the L.A. Times that he was popular, humble, and had many friends. "He always did what I asked him to do. He never gave me any problems," said Emily. "All the guys seemed to like him. He was not an outsider." Abdul Aziz was also an amateur mixed martial arts fighter. Chet Blaylock, owner of Blaylock International Mixed Martial Arts Academy, told the Times that some of his students trained with Abdul Aziz. "He was a tough guy. He wouldn't tap out. He elected to pass out," said Blaylock. A clip online shows Abdul Aziz defeating Timmy Hall in a 2009 fight. According to a resume posted online, Abdul Aziz graduated with an engineering degree from the University of Tennessee in 2012 and was searching for work as an electrical engineer as recently as March, when the resume was updated. Little is known about Abdul Aziz's motives and if or when he became radicalized. He does, however, appear to have shown more signs of religiosity in recent months. Dr. Azhar S. Sheikh, a founding board member of the Islamic Society of Greater Chattanooga, told the Times that Abdul Aziz began to regularly attend Friday prayers at the mosque a couple of months ago, but showed no signs of extremism. According to the Site Intelligence Group, Abdul Aziz maintained a blog containing two posts focused on Islam, both published July 13th. The first used the metaphor of a prison to demonstrate the need of studying one's faith in order to be rewarded after death, and quoted a hadith calling the world a prison for the believer and a paradise for the unbeliever. Don't let the society we live in deviate you from the task at hand, the author M.Y. Abdulaziz wrote, adding, this life is short and bitter, and the opportunity to submit to Allah may pass you by. The blog also urged Muslims to not listen to other prisoners, including so-called scholars or even your own family members. It may be a reference to the Muslim clerics who speak out against militant violence and relatives who may have tried to intervene in Abdulaziz's life. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said it was enhancing the security posture at certain federal facilities out of an abundance of caution. This article posted by Naina Bajikal and Tara John.